This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Are you caring for an aging loved one? Are you a senior searching for answers? Welcome to Senior Care Live, a program dedicated to you, providing information, education, and resources for seniors and their caregivers. And now, America's Senior Care Consultant, Steve Keeker.
Hello and welcome to Senior Care Live. I'm Steve Keeker, your senior care consultant, and I really appreciate you tuning in today. And hey, let's just I'm feeling a little frisky today. So so let's just jump into this. Houston, we have a problem. Yes, we do, and the problem is we have this major conflict of interest with the, and I'm putting up my air quotes, free referral services and their business model. Let me give a quick explanation, and then I'm going to jump right on into this with a lot of information. You're not going to want to miss this. So if you contact a free referral service that helps you find a place for your elderly loved one, find a senior care community, etc., well, free is a very powerful word, right? And, oh, it's free, a free. Free is very attractive, right? But you have to understand, your parents always said nothing is free. Everything costs something, right? And if it sounds too good to be true, it probably is, all of the cliches. But there's nothing is for free. These things are far from free. I'm going to let you know about that in a little bit. But contact a free referral service. And then what they do is they'll go around and contract with these senior care communities, and somehow, it blows my mind, but somehow convince these senior care providers to pay them typically 90 to 100% of the first month's cost as a commission. Some would call that a kickback. And then when you call them, oh, we're free, we can help you, then if they take you to their short, incomplete list of business partners, and if you choose one of their business partners that they're highly recommending, they are going to receive, again, typically 90 to 100% of the first month's cost. In my book, that's called a conflict of interest. Being paid thousands and thousands of dollars by the place you recommend, conflict of interest, period. You can try to candy coat that. You can try to explain your way out of it. Conflict of interest. So, Houston, we do have a problem. Let me break this down here. So, I did a little research, assisted living in residential care communities and then long-term care communities in the United States. So it looks like we have about 15,000 long-term care communities, also known as nursing homes. And we have about 48,000, excuse me, we have about 33,000 licensed assisted living and residential care communities. So you total the whole thing up. We have about 48,000 in total, 48,000 licensed senior living communities in the United States of America. All right. So one particular free referral service brags about them having 15,000 senior care providers in their network. And again, their network is a place willing to pay them 90 to 100% of the first month's cost as a commission. Some would call that a kickback. So there, of their 15,000 providers in the network, that equals 31% of the choices in the United States. So the question is, what about the other 69% of the market? Why don't you recommend the other 69% of my choices available? One explanation could be their business model. They don't make money recommending the other 69% of the market, because if they did recommend one of the other 69% of the market, they don't make a penny. This is a classic conflict of interest. They have a vested interest in you choosing one of their business partners because, again, if you do, they will typically receive 90% to 100% of the first month's cost. So let me put that in perspective. So for a typical assisted living community that would cost $8,000 a month, they could receive $7,200 to $8,000 in a commission. Some would call that a kickback if you choose it. So ask yourself this question. Is this in your best interest or is it in their best interest? There's another free referral service boasting about having 8,000 partners. Of all the places available, that represents 17% of the market. That's it. So when I say they recommend a short, incomplete list of providers, this is what I'm talking about. Highly recommend these 17%. It's 8,000 partners. Well, what about the other 83% of available choices? And I've been told this a lot. Oh, well, Steve, well, we recommend all places, not just our partner communities, but all places. Well, I will challenge that a little bit later in the program. But if you truly do consider and recommend the entire marketplace and not just your contracted business partners, this is a really good question. Why do you list the number of your partner communities on your websites? Why would that be important? It kind of tells the whole story, doesn't it? And do they recommend the entire marketplace or just their short list, their incomplete list of partner facilities? So I always go back to, this was a heartbreaking call. This was many, many years ago. Oh gosh, probably 10 to 15 years ago. I spoke with an elderly lady, such a sweet lady, and she was devastated. She was heartbroken because her husband had Alzheimer's and she could not provide his care any longer. So she was just heartbroken that she had to place her 80-year-old husband in memory care. And she was hoping to place him in a facility nearby where they lived and really preferred the Olathe, Kansas area. Okay, and so she shared with me that before calling me, she had reached out to one of these free referral services. And this free referral service said, well, the best places for your husband, they're much further away. There are no suitable places in the Olathe area. And they sent her a list of places in Overland Park, Shawnee, Lenexa, Prairie Village, Leawood. You get the picture. I mean, a long distance away. She's 80 years old. She doesn't want to drive very far to see her husband. She's going to be there every single day, seeing him, spending time with him. So she's like, nope, that's not going to work for me. So then she contacted Senior Care Consulting. And guess what? We indeed helped her find an excellent place in the location she preferred. There were some excellent, excellent choices in that area, in the Olathe area. So I did some research and discovered this free referral service didn't have any contracted business partners willing to pay them, again, thousands of dollars in commissions. Some would call that a kickback in the Olathe area at that time. This is a long time ago. So in this example, and I've got tons of these folks, but in this example, they put their own financial interest, that big, giant, fat kickback, they put that ahead of this sweet lady's needs in her request to be close to her husband. If you've had any type of an interaction with any free referral service like this, and you're like, wait a minute, I need to call Senior Care Consulting to get a second opinion on this, I would invite you to do that. 913-945-2800 or online at seniorcareconsulting.com. And now the Senior Care Live question of the week. How many licensed nursing homes are there in the United States? A, 8,000, B, 15,000, C, 33,000, or D, 48,000. What do you think?
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, visit seniorcarelive.com. We'll have more with Steve coming up next.
All right, back to the Senior Care Live question of the week. How many licensed nursing homes are there in the United States? Here are your options. A, 8,000, B, 15,000, C, 33,000, or D, 48,000. And the answer is B, 15,000. Darren, what was your guess?
I was going to say 30,000.
Yeah, 33,000. So it's a little bit of a trick question because I just went through that right at the beginning of the program. So 15,000 long-term care communities and 33,000 assisted living and residential care communities for a total of 48,000. So that I was just being a little tricky. And if you were paying really close attention, you may have remembered that 15,000 number. So, all right. So I started off the program by explaining that, you know, Houston, we have a problem. We have a conflict of interest. We have a vested interest in these free referral services recommending their business partners because that's how they make hundreds and hundreds of thousands of dollars at each one of these locations, millions and millions and millions of dollars at the corporate level. It is unbelievable how much money these folks are making just to recommend you to one of their business partners so they can earn their kickback. So, and then I've been told by people, oh, well, we do pro bono work and, oh, we recommend places not on our list all the time. And I just keep running into story after story after story that I suppose you could do that. But all of these stories tell me that a whole bunch of you are not doing that. So recently I spoke to a realtor here, and these are just examples. These are just a few that I run into. I've got tons of these, but I'll just share a couple with you here, a couple more. Ran into a realtor who had a conversation with a free referral service representative. Realtor asked the free referral service representative, well, why aren't you considering, you know, this place and that place in a particular location? The realtor continued, by saying the client wanted to stay near all of her support system, her family, friends, church, doctors, et cetera, which was, again, in this particular place in particular part of town. The realtor recommended a couple of excellent options that met the location parameters, and these were quality places. They weren't bad options. They were good options. And this particular realtor knows what they are talking about, by the way. So the free referral service representative said, "Oh, well, we don't go there anymore. They're not willing to pay us our fee." There it is. They're saying the quiet part out loud. And it's becoming more and more frequent because they're just getting so big and so powerful and making so much money. I guess it doesn't matter to them. They're saying the quiet part out loud. Again, another demonstration of a free referral service putting their own financial interests ahead of the client's needs. Then I heard from another admissions and marketing representative from a senior care community. She explained that she had kept in touch with this couple, a sweet couple, over a 1 year period of time, some months and over a year, and had 20, 30 hours invested in building a solid relationship with the couple. The couple loved their community. And they definitely said, we're definitely moving here. We love this place. I mean, they attended special events and cookouts and seminars, and all. They were already part of the community. They were already wired in. Timing wasn't quite right, but they were already part of it. And this admissions and marketing person had invested all that time and it did a really good job with this couple, frankly. All right. And again, they wanted that particular community. The timing wasn't quite right. And then after a full year of developing this excellent personal relationship with this couple, the admissions and marketing person discovered this couple chose to move to a different community. She was just shocked, and she called and asked, "Hey, what happened? Why didn't you? I thought you wanted to move here." And they said, "Well, you know, we did. I mean, we really would rather move to your place." But they stated the free referral service that they had contacted somewhere during that time frame. They recommended different places, so they said, "We're just going to go with one of those." So the sales and marketing representative contacted the free referral service representative and asked why they weren't why isn't this couple coming into our community? She said, I've been in touch with them over a year. They stated they love our place. They wanted to move here. And the free referral service said, "Oh, yeah, they love your place." And then the representative stated, "Well, but you guys aren't willing to pay our fees any longer. So we're not recommending your place anymore. We're recommending these other places that are willing to pay us our fees." Another example of putting their financial interest first over the client's needs and preferences. Then I recently worked with a client, and he said, and I met with him, super nice guy, just love this guy. And he said, hey, Steve, just want to let you know, he said, it was kind of funny, he made a face, he said, I made the mistake of calling this particular free referral service this morning. He said, I instantly regretted it. He said, this phone, he held up his phone as it started ringing right there, like on command. He said, this phone has not stopped ringing since I hung the phone up with them this morning at 8:00. And I met with him at like 5:00 PM. And he said, they are particularly like kind of hardcore recommending this particular place. they're pushing him really hard to go for a tour. And obviously, this is one of their business partners where they stand to make $7,000 to $8,000 in a commission. Some call that a kickback. I looked up this particular place to discover they have a J-level deficiency on their record. What that is, a J-level deficiency means that there was some incident that caused the health and well-being of a resident to become in immediate jeopardy. This is the highest level of a citation or a deficiency that one of these places could get. Right? So, and then just to put it in perspective, this place would not make my list right now until they get all that cleaned up and corrected because of that J-level deficiency. So look, I could go on and on and on about this for hours, but the bottom line is you got to know what you're getting into, and I have even more coming up next.
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. Have a question? Visit SeniorCareLive.com. Stick around. We'll have more with Steve coming up next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try Assemble and Bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
All right, well, here we go.
Ladies and gentlemen, your attention, please. This is a consumer alert. Consumer alert.
Okay, so I keep talking about the money that these free referral services are generating. And again, I'm just shocked that some of these senior care communities are willing to spend to pay them that much money when they have their own marketing departments, their own SEO platforms, through their own excellent websites and their own sales and marketing professionals, and they're still willing to pay these folks. It blows my mind, but I guess that's life. But if I ran one of these places, no, thank you. We will handle our own marketing. We'll bring in our own families, and we'll take care of all that. Thank you very much. But to each his own. So, I keep talking about these numbers. Well, I have hard proof now. I was recently mistakenly offered a huge commission by a place that she forgot my business model. So I toured some places with this very nice lady on behalf of her husband. I met him. What a sweet man. I really, really enjoyed spending some time with him. And she said, Steve, you know, I'm not going to, this was in the spring. She said, I'm probably not going to move, you know, for about like 6 months or so, maybe October, something like that. I said, okay, that's fine. Got her name on a wait list. And then a space became available. And then she did choose to move her husband into this, one of the places that we toured. And it was in October. About early mid-October. Everything was going great. And then one day I opened my email on my computer, and one of the emails, the subject line said invoice. And I noticed it was from this particular place. I'm like, invoice? I don't owe them money. I was confused. So I opened the email and it said, Steve, thank you for touring with, Mrs. So-and-so. We admitted her husband. He's doing really well. Hey, don't forget to send me an invoice for $6,750 so I can get you your check. I'm like, oh my gosh, she forgot my business model. And I wasn't mad at her. In fact, I really appreciate it because this is hard proof. So I called her up. And I said, I don't owe you any money. Hey, listen, give me that invoice because I can get you a check and get this off my books. I need to get you paid $6,750. And I said, you forgot my business model, didn't you? Remind me again, what was that? And so I said, we don't receive commissions from you. We work directly for our clients. They pay us a reasonable flat fee for service. So that when we work for them, we work directly for them. When we research the market, we research the entire marketplace to identify our top options. This is as pure and as clean, as transparent and as unbiased and as objective as it can possibly be. And I said, you don't owe me a penny. Oh, yeah. That's right. You know what? I love the way you do business. It's fantastic. You're really approaching this right. You are approaching this with integrity. Your business model is ethical. She said, you keep up the great work. That's fantastic. Guess how much $6,750 represents? That is exactly 100% of the first month's cost. For my client. There's your proof positive right there in black and white. So if you choose to work with one of these quote unquote free referral services, realizing they are far from free, they're not free at all. Here are a few questions that you might ask them. And you know, some of them used to hide this. The fact that they were paid by the places they recommend, it was buried. I remember a long time ago, a particular free referral service, I was trying to prove it because my client didn't believe it. And I had to search and go into the back of the website, and on the very bottom in the footnote, in tiny print, it said, the way we get paid, the way we generate income for us is we get paid by the places we recommend. And they try to hide it. Well, if it's so great and wonderful, why would you try to hide that? Right? But now, again, they're so brazen, they're so big, they're so powerful, they say the quiet part out loud, and they don't hide it at all. Unbelievable. But here are a few questions that you could ask them if you choose to work with one of these free referral services. Here's one. How much will they be paying you in a commission if I choose one of these places? How much do you make? How much are they going to pay you? How much are they going to pay your company? And again, the contract could be different, but I'm hearing it's pretty common to have 90% to 100% of the first month's cost. But ask them. And you know what? Anyone in legislature, when a realtor sells a house, one of the disclosures on one of the many forms that they have to have you review and sign and acknowledge is a commission form. And it shows we're buying this house and this is how much commission is paid to the sales agents. And it's disclosed. My question to legislators out there, why don't we have, there is virtually no regulation or oversight over this Wild West kind of a business that's exploded, by the way, exploded. So why doesn't someone come in and say, listen, we need to be transparent to the consumer and you need to disclose how much money, massive amount of money you make on a commission convincing these people to choose one of your business partners. But that's a good question. And if they try to dance around it, boy, I've heard some of them do this. Well, you know, we have contracts with places all around the country and they pay us all. No, all around the country doesn't matter. If you're in Kansas City, Missouri, and you choose a place, or Overland Park, Kansas, you choose a place on their list, how much money does that place pay you and pay your company? It's a very straightforward question. Another question, well, how many places on this list you're recommending, how many of these places are your contracted business partners? Well, we're recommending five places, and they're all our business partners. Oh, wow, that's interesting. Here's another question. How many places on the list are not on your list of business partners? Well, none of them. They're all our business partners. Or they could have four business partners and one non-business partner. But I think it's a good question to ask, don't you? And if all of them on the list they're recommending, if they're all their partners, ask them why some of the other places in the market didn't make the list. Well, wait a minute. Like this one place that I shared with you, you know, they represent 17% of your choices. So why aren't some of the other places in the market, why didn't they make your list? And then finally, and I could give you about 100 questions to ask. I just think these are pretty solid questions. What criteria did you use in creating or coming up with this list of recommended facilities? Well, you see, I went through a list of all of our business partners and I came up with a few, right? Or what, you know, or whatever. They could have a different response to that. What criteria did you use in coming up with this list of recommending facilities? Very interesting what you might hear. So, look, here's the bottom line. Be very careful before choosing to work with a free referral service. Ask them all the questions I just shared with you. And remember, you get what you pay for.
Proceed with caution. This has been a Consumer Alert brought to you by Senior Care Live.
All right. So hopefully that consumer alert helped you out in a big way. Look, if you want to avoid all that, right? And if you actually want to work with a placement service with integrity, doing business the right way, I would invite you to contact Senior Care Consulting at 913-945-2800 or visit online at seniorcareconsulting.com. I'll have more coming right up.
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. To contact Steve or a guest on his show, visit seniorcarelive.com. We'll have more coming up.
All right, and I'm going to move on to one other topic here towards the end of the program here, but I just want to challenge any business out there. If you're referring your beloved clients, the clients who trust you, you've spent hours and months, maybe even years or decades, developing a personal relationship with your clients. They love you. They trust you. Why would you ever refer your client to a free referral service? Why would you do that? Seriously, why? I had an elder law attorney. We were having lunch. And he said, Steve, and he asked me a very good question. I appreciated the question. He said, Steve, why should we refer our clients to you rather than refer them to one of these free referral services? And I said, well, you know, I could talk to you about that for, you know, maybe 4 or 5 hours, but let me just wrap it up. I'll just wrap it up into a pretty bow here for you. Every single time you refer your client to a free referral service, you'll have this question. And this question is, did they take my client to the best place available? Or did they take my client to the place paying the highest commission? I said, and sir, if you refer your clients to Senior Care Consulting, that question does not exist. The old eyebrow raised up. That was very succinct, Steve. I said, yes, sir. So I would just challenge you, any business, attorneys, financial advisors, insurance brokers and representatives, accountants, doctors, hospitals, social workers, nurses, case managers, discharge planners. Why would you ever refer them to a free referral service after what I've just shared with you? The gross conflict of interest. And on previous programs, I've shared with you literally Better Business Bureau complaints shared in the public about this particular free referral service. And it just goes on and on and on and on. It's unbelievable. I don't know how some of these free referral services are even still in business. It blows my mind. Blows my mind. So that's my challenge to any business out there referring to the free referral services. Do you trust them to take your client to the best place available or the place that pays the highest commission? And then if you make that choice, that's on you. That's on you. But I would invite you to refer to a placement service with integrity. It's seniorcareconsulting.com, or you could call 913-945-2800. It would be our honor to serve your clients. All right, so I think the assisted living is the second most difficult level of care to figure out. And clearly, the continuing care retirement community, it is the most difficult one to figure out because there are just so many moving parts. Independent living, assisted living, long-term care. Do they have memory care or not? Do they have an entrance fee or not? I mean, that one gets complex real quick. And we're having more with Senior Care Consulting. We have more and more people contacting us to help them determine which CCRC or continuing care retirement community is their best option because it's too complex. However, I would also say choosing a long-term care community, also referred to sometimes as a nursing home, I think getting it right on that one, I think that's the most important and the most consequential. Because typically, if we're looking at nursing homes, this person needs a lot of help. They may be fully and totally dependent on other people to help them with everything from their personal care and those activities of daily living that we've discussed many times on the program to helping them use the restroom, incontinence support, managing and distributing their medication. It just goes on and on and on. So I want to discuss, you have to get that one right. You can't mess around. You just can't mess around on that one. Got to get it right. And let me say, maybe 10, 15, for sure 20 years ago, as recent as 10, 15 years ago, you had a little more of a traditional bell curve. So Medicare gives a 1 to 5 star rating on these nursing homes, these long-term care communities, where 1 star is well below average, 2 stars below average, 3 stars average, 4 stars well above, excuse me, 4 stars above average and 5 stars well above average. Okay, you get the idea. So this thing had a traditional, kind of more of a traditional bell curve, where you had a handful of 1 star, well below average, not performing well at all. And then it would start to go up. You had more 2 star nursing homes, and then it would go way up and peak out. And the majority of the market was in that 3 star category, average. And then it fell back down. They had fewer above average, and then even fewer of well above average. So you can just imagine this bell curve. Well, something has happened over the past 5 to 10 years, and the top of that bell curve has just completely collapsed. And you don't have nearly as many 3 star. You have even fewer 4 star above average, and even fewer 5 star well above average. And you have mostly 2 star below average and 1 star well below average. So choosing a long-term care community, that's why I say it's the most important and the most consequential decision. And with Senior Care Consulting, the holidays, this is not a convenient time to get out and choose a place. But I'm telling you, we're coming up into the peak demand in January. Senior Care Consulting can help you with a very quick turnaround if you need to find a nursing home for your loved one, even during this busy holiday season. We can help you. We can help you get this right with the minimal amount of your time. That's because we do most of the work for you. We roll out the red carpet. I call this a premium level service. If that's resonating with you, if you need help, give us a call. We'll offer a free consultation at 913-945-2800. You could also visit online at seniorcareconsulting.com. But we can jump on this and turn this around for you very, very quickly, even during the busy holiday season. So please feel free to give us a call right away. All right, I'm Steve Kuecker, and I wish you grace and peace. May God bless you and your family on this day and always. Join me next week right here on Senior Care Live.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobo-pedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.